Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
SS. Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KSS, 8:48 on a Friday morning, Halloween Eve. Three big things. Police are seeking a Texas man as a suspect in a homicide at a sports complex in East Wichita. Wichita Board of Education holding a special meeting today discussing recent rapid increases in COVID-19 in the county. Presidential campaigns focusing on Florida that its 29 electoral votes. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning in the Wichita area, as far as traffic is concerned, those gasoline prices, they vary quite a bit. That low end, I was still seeing $1.83 a gallon near 21st and Amadon. Plenty of stations up at around $1.87 a gallon, and several more up around $1.95 a gallon. So they vary quite a bit, but it's been that way for quite some time now. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Looks like a pretty good weekend shaping up. Sunny today, high around 63 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, overnight low 42. And then for Saturday, Halloween, sunny and breezy with a high of 61 degrees. Now clear, 34 degrees, south wind at 8 miles per hour. And don't forget, Sunday morning, turn your clocks back. Daylight savings time. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano. Chad, what do you got?
And, well, I was just going to say, and one last bit of traffic before we go to the weekend, remember to watch out for the kids. I don't know how many kids are going to be out trick-or-treating this particular Halloween, but they're going to be walking around out there. It's going to get dark. Even if you don't plan on doing anything, make sure you're watching out for people that
Absolutely. Good call there. 8:50 now, Steve and Ted.
And then Sunday is super fun after you turn your clock back because it's dark at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
All right, sir. U.S. consumers increased their spending by 1.4% in September, a slightly better gain than expected, but still well below the big increases seen in May and June, adding to concerns that Americans remain cautious during the pandemic about spending. For the turkey industry, this Thanksgiving is a guessing game. Millions of Americans expected to have scaled-down celebrations amid the pandemic, heeding official warnings against travel and large indoor gatherings. That leaves an anxious turkey farmers and grocers scrambling to predict what people will want on their holiday tables. And I got to tell you, I'm going to find some turkey somewhere. We're going to have some turkey, no doubt about that. 8:51 now, Steve and Ted, taking a look at the Business Journal's ICT Summit with editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal, the Business Journal's 2020 ICT Summit. He featured discussions about some of Wichita's most important challenges, the experiences of minority business owners, the office of the future, the coronavirus pandemic, and the future of Wichita's economy. Our one-on-one interviews featured discussions with Governor Laura Kelly, Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple, and Sedgwick County Health Officer Gerald Minns. This week's list, the area's largest commercial construction projects in 2020, they're ranked by project cost. Kansas Health Science Center tops the list at $30 million. Woolsey Hall on the campus of WSU is second at $27 million. The rest of the top five, the Gateway on Main West, Wesley Medical Center's Pediatric Support Services, Phase 2, and Gateway on Main East. Total commercial construction project costs dropped 48% from 2019. And sales are improving at Textron Aviation. CEO Scott Donnelly says sees better days ahead for his company and the business aircraft market. Donnelly made his comments during a conference call with investors. He says demand is up pretty much across the board, meaning for business jets and turboprop aircraft like the King Air. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. But the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
I tell you, I'm looking forward to Monday morning. I usually don't say that going into a weekend, but
right
on the first, we're going to have the day before the election. We're going to have Ted Woodward back in here with us right here in the studio. It's going to be back to as normal as we can get, right, Ted, after your long journey there.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
And do you quickly tell us about the podcast, Bill, that you did with Ted?
I twisted his arm and told him he needed to join me and talk about his experience as a COVID-19 patient, and I really appreciate it. That, you know, we're friends, even though we also kind of work together here, and it was a great discussion, and he shared a lot with us. And Ted, thanks, I appreciate it. And thank God you're okay. You're better.
Thank you for thinking of me, and I'm glad I'm in a position to do so.
Now, Bill, how can we hear that podcast? Where can we?
It's at our WichitaBusinessJournal.com website. It's right there. You can see it right there on the front page as you open it up.
All right. So we've got the big weekend coming up. We've got Halloween tomorrow. We've got the Chiefs on Sunday right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Taking on the Jets, and is that a noon start, Ted?
Noon kickoff.
With our good friend, Mitch Holtis.
Right here on KNSS.
And then Tuesday night, of course, we've got the election, and we're going to have a complete live election coverage that night, Tuesday evening. We invite you to check us out at 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Of course, Wichita's number one talk. So, quite a week getting Ted back in, and Ted, you're doing better every day, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm trying to get stronger, getting my lungs back into the shape where they need to be.
What do you think would be a good way for us to welcome him back on Monday, Bill? Is there a certain treat you think we should have ready for him? What do you think?
Boy, I tell you, you know how they have the parachute jumps? You have the people around with a sheet or something, and you toss them in the air.
Oh, yeah. We can do that.
I think that'd be good.
A little sheet tossing is something we do.
Right, right. Yeah.
Or we could have some chocolate chip cookies from St. Shelley as well.
Oh, now you're talking.
There's a better idea. Yep.
Jackpot. All right. All right, guys. It's so good to be on with you and you two guys with Jad. It's good to be back here and things getting close to normal. Keep our fingers crossed and keep praying for good things and good happenings coming up as we head into November. Set your clocks back this weekend. All right. Coming up on the Glenn Beck program this morning, rapper Lil Wayne's going to be on.
Oh.
Praising Trump there, and Bill O'Reilly's going to be part of the show as well. Our news at 9 o'clock this morning, presidential campaigns focusing on Florida. That story at 9 o'clock this morning with KNSS. Hey, thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, news updates all day. Stephen's Head in the Morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita, 34 degrees.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.